So it is not the situation where people die suddenly during emotional surgery, because that's definitely what happens during football match. People are really tense. There's a lot of emotional commitments. There's what we call like emotional exhaustion. Patient have emotional surge. In that situation, it can happen when someone is extremely happy, excited, or someone is extremely sad, maybe it's in a grieving period. So this kind of situation, well, it may put a lot of pressure on an individual's cardiovascular system. If this individual, usually, if the person individual has no underlying morbidity, like the heart is fine, the vessels are okay, yeah, it doesn't cause much of a problem. But in a situation where an individual has an underlying cardiovascular disease, whether the disease is known or unknown, for example, someone is hypertensive, he doesn't know, or he knows that he's hypertensive, but he's not taking his drug, so his blood pressure is not well controlled, he's diabetic, sugar is not controlled, he has a cholesterol problem, the cholesterol is not controlled, already has some malfunction in the system, probably the vessels in the heart are already narrowed because of maybe plaques forming, you know. In that situation, if the individual is now subjected to sudden emotional surge, giving emotional exertion in the heart, this make the individual either develop a heart attack because perhaps the amount of blood being supplied to the heart because of a compromised vessel in the vessels of the heart, if the blood is not enough, it has an issue, and now the person is now exposed to emotional exertion, they have to suddenly demand for more, and this can lead to heart attack. If it's severe, the individual may have a sudden heart cardiac death. That's one. Number two is that it's possible this individual may have a heart failure, existing heart failure, that it may be severe enough, the heart is probably just struggling to walk, and then is exposed to this kind of sudden emotional exertion, emotional surge, the person can have a sudden death. Sometimes it may just be like the emotional surge may push the heart into developing an abnormal arrhythmia, an abnormal beating pattern in the heart. This can also cause a heart to have a sudden death. Now, there's a condition, situations where people have some genetic abnormality that put the heart at the risk of developing abnormal rhythm when there's a sudden emotional surge. The individual appears healthy, however, there's a genetic abnormality that puts the heart at the risk of developing abnormal rhythm. Such individual can get exposed to emotional surge and die suddenly. May not be so common. So another possibility is that this individual, because of underlying cardiovascular disease, may also have developed stroke during the emotional surge. So they are shouting, "Is a go!" Oh, the busy match, as he's shouting in the port of his voice, or he's jubilating, the blood pressure goes up. Perhaps the underlying condition is there, he developed a stroke and he may die. So those are possibilities. Now, what is the advice to people regarding situations like this? You know, we've had similar situation in the past where as of rep member won an election, and while jubilating, he died, he collapsed and died. So the advice is that people should try and do medical checkup. They shouldn't wait until they have symptoms before they do medical checkup. Perhaps they will be able to pick some of these underlying conditions and treat them on time and make them so that they are not at risk of sudden death when there's the kind of emotional as such, which sometimes you can't do anything, you may not be able to do anything about. You understand? So that is one part. If you do a health check and you find out that you have any of these conditions, you should ensure that it is optimally treated. It's very important. Now, knowing an individual should also appreciate himself, know his limitations. There are people that I know that don't watch live matches, especially matches that they have commitment to. like a Nigerian, you're watching a Nigerian match, you know, they, perhaps they know that they can't cope. They rather stay with sleep, and when they wake up, they watch the match review. If you know you are not okay, there are issues. Ordinarily, when you walk short distance, you have chest pain, you walk this, you know, any small thing you have is beating very fast, already you have an issue. And you know that you get emotional when you're watching live matches or, you know, tensed events. It is better to avoid it. Now, what we have also learned from this is the need for us to strengthen our emergency response. Emergency response, imagine if people around this individual, if they had the ability to administer resuscitation, CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, coupled with an existing ambulance that will come if this is called immediately, this individual could have been given an additional chance to live. And perhaps some of them may be watching the match in a public place. It's also underscores the reason, underscores need for us to have an AED in public spaces. Anywhere individuals